Open your Bibles tonight to the book of Exodus, chapter 25, and verse 31. And our subject for tonight is the golden candlestick. We have it yonder, and also you have it on the chart. The seven-branched golden candlestick that gave light in the house of God. Last night we spoke about fellowship, but our fellowship is in the light. There's no fellowship in darkness. All who are out of Christ will be alone forever. There's no fellowship in darkness, and it's not wanted. The rich man did not want his brothers to come where he was, but every saint in heaven is saying, come, come. The fellowship's great up here. Come, come. Outside of Christ is eternal loneliness. How anyone should choose it is a mystery to me, except for the fact that once I did the same thing. It was the grace of God that brought me to the Lord Jesus Christ. So we'll read three scriptures about light, the candlestick. And I like the song our brother gave out, because if I have time, I want to speak about that. One glimpse of Jesus, and all is bright. Light serves by being what it is. Did you get that? Light serves by being what it is. And Christ, being the light, brings light into darkened hearts. And we serve by being light. The light is the light thereof. Christ seen in saints below. That's the testimony. Amen? Glad you agree with me. I like to have you right. Exodus chapter 25, verse 31. And thou shalt make a candlestick of pure gold. Of beaten work shall the candlestick be made. His shaft and his branches, his bowls, his knops, and his flowers shall be of the same. And six branches shall come out of the sides of it. Three branches of the candlestick out of the one side, and three branches of the candlestick out of the other side. Verse 36. Their knops and their branches shall be of the same. All it shall be one beaten work of pure gold. And thou shalt make the seven lamps thereof, and they shall light the lamps thereof, that they may give light over against it, and the tongs thereof, and the snuff dishes thereof, shall be of pure gold. Of a talent of pure gold shall he make it with all these vessels. Now turn, please, to Leviticus. And chapter 24. Reading from verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil, olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually. Without the veil of the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation, shall Aaron order it from the evening unto the morning, before the Lord continually. It shall be a statue forever in your generations. He shall order the lamps upon the pure candlestick before the Lord continually. Now the book of Revelation and chapter 1. And verse 10, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. Verse 12, and I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. Verse 20. And the last part of that verse. The seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Now chapter 4. And verse 4. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Light in the house of God, in the tabernacle in the wilderness, typifying our Lord Jesus Christ as light, revealed through saints in the power of the Spirit of God. In Revelation, we read of the light that is shining now. There's light in the house of God. The whole world lies in darkness. The light of the world is Jesus. But that light is through his saints, the golden candlesticks shine in this dark world. But the last scripture I read tells of that light being taken away from earth. And the seven lights are in heaven while there's a storm beneath. And the thunder peals and the lightnings flash. And when the saints go home to heaven, there will no longer be light in the house of God. The darkness of the great tribulation period, and we're on the very verge of it, is going to cover the earth. The darkness that man loved and walked in will be his portion forevermore. Now, before we look at the details of that candlestick, and they are wonderful, it was the most beautiful thing in the sanctuary. And the light of that candlestick was over against itself, which means that the light that shone was to reveal the beauties of the candlestick. And the oil speaks of the Holy Spirit of God, and the wick speaks of human instruments, and the oil was poured by the priest, which is priestly service. But whether it be the Holy Spirit of God, or whether it be the child of God, or as priests, there is only one object that the Spirit has. There's only one object that the Christian has, and that is to reveal the beauties of the Lord Jesus Christ to a world that knows him not. That's why we are here, to be his witnesses, to point to him, and that he may be revealed in all the brightness of his glory, in all the love of his person, in all the warmth of his heart. That's why the church is here. A golden candlestick to shine and reveal the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. I would like to just give a little note of warning here. That light is going to be removed soon. I was reading the history of Scotland, and I read about the rebellion of some of the Scottish lords when it wasn't a kingdom. And the rebellion was put down. And then The Lord who won the victory put a light in the window of his castle and said, any rebel that comes while the light is burning will receive a pardon. Now, most of them did. But there was one Scotsman as stubborn as a Dutchman. He said, I'll never go. You're not going to get me to bow to that leader, no matter if he has won. I'm not going. But finally his friends persuaded him that it would be to his own detriment not to go. You know that you can't escape. You'd better just put your pride in your pocket and you better go. And so he went. But he didn't think of the time of the year when the floods came. The going was hard. And he came within sight of the castle to see the light taken out of the window. He came too late. There was a lady who lived on the edge of the moor in Scotland. She was a widow. She did a strange thing every night, and people talked about it. She took a little table and put it alongside the window. She put on that table a lamp, and alongside the lamp, a lunch. She went to the door and fixed it so it was ajar. And then she went to the fireplace, and her prayer every night was, Lord, bring molasses home to nicht. I don't know whether that's good Scotch. Lord, bring my darling home tonight. The doings of that widow was the talk of the village on the other side of the moor. And one night into the tavern comes a girl, dissipated, downhearted, discouraged. She flings herself down, and she hears the conversation of those who are there. And they're talking about that widow and the light that's ever burning there. How strange. Wonder why. She listens. She puts her wrap round her. She goes out into the night. She speeds across the moor. The door's ajar. She enters. And she sees her mother before the fireplace. Puts her arms around her and says, Mother, I've come. Mother, I've come. No response. She came too late. The candlestick is burning in this chapel tonight and in many other chapels. The light is shining in the house of God. Christ is being revealed to sinners. Come. Come to the light that's shining for thee. Sweetly the light has dawned upon me. Once I was blind, but now I can see. The light of the world is Jesus, and there's no light in this world outside the touch of God. Scientific darkness, religious darkness, agnostic darkness, all kinds of darkness are found in the world. And it's only in the church of God that upholds the person of the Lord Jesus Christ that there's any light. But he may come tonight. Events in the Middle East are rapidly developing according to the Word of God. The pieces are fitting into that. That to many is a puzzle, but to us is God's arrangement. And some of you will come here, and the light's gone. The light's gone. Too late. Too late. And the sevenfold light is in the glory. And the saints are at heaven's fireside with those seven lamps burning brightly, but no longer on earth. Too late. Too late. I know I should have reserved that to the end of the message. But I just had to tell you. I hope that all of you have come to the light. I hope that every one of you can say, yes, he's shown into my dark heart. Once I was blind, but now I can see. What do you see, Christ? I went to see old Brother Deltorf before he went to heaven. And it was dark in the little room, and I said, shall I turn on the light, Brother Geldof? He said, no, no, it's not dark. I said, it's not dark. I can't even see you. That doesn't matter, he says. I see him. I see him. I said, him, who do you mean? Why, of course. Once I was blind, but now I can see. Yon lovely man. I said to him, I'm jealous. Soon you'll be in his presence. He's been there for many, many years, 60 years and more. I'm still here. But I'm glad I am, for I can tell about that lovely Savior. Now, the first thing that we notice about that candlestick is that it was of pure gold. And what does that tell me? That light is divine. There's no light outside of God. God has attributes. He's mighty. He's wise. He's omniscient. But when we speak of God's person, God is light and God is love. That's what he is. And that candlestick, if there are any theologians here, mark it down. That candlestick is God as light, displaying himself in the person of his Son, in the power of the Holy Spirit of God through human instruments. Did you get that? Shall I go slowly and explain it? That golden candlestick, all of gold, is God as light displaying himself. That's all he needs to do. Light doesn't point to itself. It's just itself. Do you get my point? Light serves by being what it is. And God is light. But he wants to display himself. On what background? Darkness. And he drives the darkness away. So it's God as light displaying himself. But in the person of his Son. You want no God apart from his Son. The only God you ever will see is Jesus. Every manifestation of God is in Christ, in his Son. He is Jehovah. So it's God as light displaying himself in the person of the Son. But the oil is the Holy Spirit of God. In the power of the Spirit of God. But the Spirit of God never displays himself. And I can't emphasize that too much in these days. When you find something, someone speaking about being filled with the Spirit, and the Spirit, and the Spirit, the Spirit of God never speaks of itself. The oil was there to break light upon that candlestick. And the Lord Jesus said, he shall glorify me. That's the work of the Spirit of God. And he never speaks of himself as subject or as origin. He never speaks of himself that is from himself. He never speaks of himself, that is, as the subject. The Spirit of God always directs to yon lovely man. And a spiritual Christian will never talk about his attainments and his experiences. A spiritual Christian will be like Stephen. I behold him, yon lovely man. And isn't it a joy to be with a Christian who doesn't talk about himself, but talks about Christ? I don't hear an amen. Boy, if I was always telling you about me, wouldn't that be wearisome, though? Wouldn't that be tiresome? Even my wife would get tired of that. But to never tire of Christ. There are always fresh beauties in him, fresh glories in him, because that was a wonderful piece of workmanship. There were six branches out from the middle shaft, which speaks of Christ and the church. And there were four sets of trees in every one of the branches, a bud, a flower, and the fruit. First the bud, and then the flower, and the fruit was an almond, because it was really an almond tree. And the almond was shaped so that the oil could fit in that cup. Maybe you can see it better there. And the oil was poured in that cup, the shape of an almond. And there was a wick in that cup. And the light shone. But it was a wick. And you know what happens? No, you don't. You're not old enough. But when I was a boy, I had to go and gather up all the lamps in the house and put them on a table in the kitchen and then get a shears. And what do you think I did with the shears? Cut the wicks. Cut the wicks. Wicks in connection with that? Yes, that's you and me. And when you think you're shining pretty good, and you stick your hand in there and say, look how good I shone, all you have is smut. Right? Huh? There's no room for self when you're presenting Christ. But you know something? I read about snuff dishes. And when that lamp burned, and the high priest came along, or a priest, and he cut off the result of the burning, he put it in a golden snuff dish. Now, if you have been used by the Lord in testimony, and someone has been led to see the Lord Jesus as the light, don't go and publish that and show it. Let the Lord keep it in the golden snuff dish. When you advertise yourself, there's a lot of smut about it. What do you call it? Carbon? Isn't that what you call it? But did you know that carbon is the same as a diamond? The carbon in your hand is yourself. The carbon in God's hand is a diamond. And the shining for the Lord Jesus Christ down here is preserved by God in golden snuff dishes, and you'll see it up yonder in the glory, where every word spoken about the Lord Jesus has been recorded. Every thought concerning him, God is pleased with. He has a book, and he records every concerning everyone who thought upon his name. Isn't that good? You don't have to stand behind a pulpit for that. There's many a housewife with the duties of the home who have more in the golden snuff dishes than I will have, and some other preacher who gets a little honor for what he does. Let God keep the result. Do you get what I mean there? Do you get the thought? Fine, then we'll go on. Three things. The bud, the blossom,
and the fruit shining. Now you'll notice something else about that candlestick. There were seven. And seven is the number of completeness. And seven is also the number of the spectrum. And in seven, we have the perfection of light. Isn't the rainbow beautiful? What is the rainbow? Well, it's light divided into its various parts. And you have the red, and you have the orange, and you have the yellow, and you have the green, and you have the blue, you have the purple, and you have the violet. For years I used to address the businessmen in Grand Rapids. They had two of them. They didn't get along very well. Dr. DeHound had one, and the Baptist preacher had another group, and I spoke to both of them because I wasn't either Baptist or Methodist or anything else. I was just simply a Christian, so they let me in. And I was speaking on the sevenfold perfection of light. And I said, there's one I can't get. The red, that's redeeming grace. That's the glory of grace, the seven. The red, that's redeeming grace. The fire, Pentecost, that's purifying grace. The yellow, that's gold. Enriching grace. Green pastures. Sufficient grace. Blue, heavenly grace. Purple, sovereign grace. And I said, I don't know what I can say about the violet. Well, Dr. Helms, I went to in his office. I had pneumonia. And in spite of three doctors that came one after another, and my wife had an awful time seeing that they didn't come together because one was a chiropractor, another was the osteopath, and the other was a real doctor. And I got better in spite of them. So then Dr. Helms said, now that you're feeling better, I wish you'd come to my office and I'll put you under the lights. So I told him about this. He said, yes, I heard you speak on it and you didn't know what to think about the violet. I said, can you help me out? He said, I don't know. But I can tell you this, that the red is the surface ray. And you can feel it immediately. You get hot with that. But I'm putting the violet ray on you and you can't feel it. And watch out now. Don't think you're not getting it. Because that's infinite. Thank you. That's what I want. Infinite grace. Infinite grace. I like that. All that the devil had to show, he could show in a moment of time. Our sufferings are but for a moment, but grace is infinite. Throughout all eternity, we're going to rejoice in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That was beaten work. It wasn't put in a mold. Those branches weren't attached to that central stem. A talent of gold was brought at the foot of Sinai, and the hammer blows one after another. It's an art unknown today. God gave it to those two men, Bezaleel and Aholiab. And out of that talent of gold was produced that beautiful golden candlestick. God has a masterpiece. It's the church of God. It's going to be displayed throughout all eternity in the brightness of the light of the glory of God. But it's the fruit of the sufferings of Calvary, where blow upon blow on that pure gold. And out of the sufferings of Calvary, as out of the suffering of Adam, came Eve. Out of the sufferings of Calvary came the church. And when someone came to me and challenged the fact that every truth in the New Testament was illustrated in the tabernacle in the wilderness, young man came to me, and I knew what he was going to say, because he belonged to those who believe in body truth, and the church isn't the bride, it's the body, Israel is the bride, and so on. He said, you can't find body truth in the tabernacle. And I smiled and said, what a wonderful example we have of it in the candlestick. We're all of one. All of one. Christ and his own are one. I'm halfway through my message. All right, if you give me permission, I'm going to tell you something that has warmed my heart again and again concerning that golden candlestick. Now, if you don't want to listen, you're free to go. No, 25 minutes passed on this clock. I'll go according to this clock. Three, resurrection. The bud, the blossom, and the fruit. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in resurrection, had the ministry that he's continuing in his own today. After the darkness of Calvary, after the forming of that candlestick by the blows of divine wrath, in resurrection is the golden candlestick. And light serves by being what it is. Here's Mary, the shadow of bereavement, the darkness of loss. I loved him. He's gone. The world has lost its attraction for me. There's nothing in the world but Jesus, and he's gone. And poor Mary, weeping. Mary, Rabboni, the darkness is gone. One glimpse of Jesus. He didn't give her a sermon. He didn't say, why weren't you with Mary of Bethany? She wasn't here. She knew that I'd... Not at all. Not at all. He just showed himself. One glimpse of Jesus, the darkness was gone. Here's poor Peter. And if you've never known what it is to be a backslider, I congratulate you. I know. There isn't anything worse in the world than being a backslider. You can't enjoy the world because you've got the Spirit of God within you. You can't enjoy the company of God's people because. And there you are, as miserable as can be. He has appeared to Peter. That's all he did. Light serves by being what it is. He just looked into Peter's face and said, I love you still. I love you still. That's all he did. You do the same to a backslider. Don't go through his whole history and say, that's where you fail, and that's where you fail, and I hope you don't do it again. I really shouldn't receive you, but then we'll be gracious to you. No. He just showed himself. And Peter's heart was broken. He loves me. Cleopas and his wife are all perturbed about circumstances. And a stranger walks with them. Don't you know what has happened? Aren't you troubled? Aren't you perturbed? We had hoped that he was our deliverer. Hopes are all blasted. God. He's invited into the home. And every home that Christ invited in as a guest, he becomes the host. And so he takes the bread. And he didn't say a word. He was made known unto them. How? The breaking of the bread.
Oh! Oh, it's our risen Lord!
And the darkness fled. The darkness was gone. One glimpse of the candlestick. That's all we need. Here's a group of frightened ones. 10 of them. Should have been 12. One was in hell, Judas. Thomas was in doubts. And the 10 are frightened. But through the closed door, here he is. The golden candlestick in resurrection. He shines. Peace be unto you. That's all. That's all. What happened? Why, that assembly was in the full blaze of the light of the candlestick. The next time, Thomas is there. I won't believe unless I put my hand. One look, that's all. One look. And Thomas says, oh, that's my Lord and my God. Discouraged fisherman. Fished all night and caught nothing. And our Lord appears to them on the shores of Galilee. It is the Lord, says John. And Peter and John attracted to them. And a risen Lord giving his command ensures fruitful service. Amen? He does. James, brought up with the Lord Jesus, one of those who said, you're not to dwell in our mother's house. One who said, why don't you manifest yourself if you are what you say you are? In resurrection, our Lord doesn't give him a long sermon. Doesn't say, James, how could you have lived with me without believing me? How could you have heard all about me without trusting me? He just showed himself to James. He's appeared to James. And James writes that epistle about the Lord of glory. And he doesn't say, I'm his brother. He says, I'm his slave. I'm his servant. 500 brethren at one time. What a company. He showed himself to them. And they worshiped him. Saul of Tarsus. To you tonight? To you tonight? What's the darkness that's in your life? What's the darkness that's in your soul? Don't let anybody analyze that darkness. Don't let anybody tear you to pieces. I want to tell you on the authority of the Word of God, and I'm as certain of it as I am of anything else, that all you need is to look at the candlestick. All you need is to look into the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I don't care what the darkness is. It will vanish. And then in the light of his presence, let him solve your problem. The other day, coming home from here, I was turning around and twisting around in the dark. And today, when I looked at it, I thought how easy it would have been in the light. Don't be in the dark. Let Jesus shine.